So this is the concluding session.
Završni dio našeg seminara.
Seminar how to
koji govori
make
o tome
steady
kako
advancement
postojano
in
napredovati
life.
U duhovnom životu.
And today's seminar
današnja
lekcija, I wanted to focus
današnja lekcija želim
primarily
usredsrediti
on the holy
prije svega usredsrediti na sveto ime.
On chanting the holy name.
Pjevanje svetog imena.
How to understand
govorit ćemo o tome kako
our relationship with the holy name.
Razumjeti naš odnos sa svetim imenom.
And to try to improve.
I pokušati poboljšati, unaprijediti
enthusiasm to
naš entuzijazam za mantranje.
And how to improve the quality of our chanting.
Poboljšati kvalitetu našeg mantranja.
We mentioned in the first seminar that
prvi put kad smo prva lekcija smo spomenuli da Srila Prabhupada
practically all of one not practically
ne praktično
Prabhupada actually said all of one's advancement depends on the quality of your japa.
Ovisi o kvaliteti naše japa.
And the other activities we perform
druge
in our
devotional service
such as worshipping the deities developing the service attitude is all
stava
meant to position ourselves in our relationship with Krishna.
Da se možemo, but the da basis of, the,
of that relationship
ali,
or the
esencija tog
reciprocation
odnosa,
of the Lord is to hear and chant His glories.
Jeste slušanje
and the essence of those
slavama.
Glories is taught by Lord Chaitanya to chant Krishna's holy name.
Tih slava, gospodina, se sadrži u mantranju svetog imena.
So throughout the scriptures,
dakle,
we find that there are so many verses which emphasize the importance of chanting
and
the benefits of chanting.
I dobrobiti koje se stječu u mantranju svetog imena.
So, just to give you
samo da
a few statements to help us
nekoliko od tih izjava,
focus our concentration and attention on the importance of this. Because when we understand that something is essential or primary, then we focus
our
time, attention, energy
on that. Svoju pažnju usredsredimo na tu stvar.
This Prabhupada would use an example I just like.
Je dao primjer.
If you're in a fight,
da je sljedeći, ako ste u
then the most the part you have to protect the most is the
borbi.
Head. The arms are meant to protect the head.
Najvažniji dio tijela koji trebamo zaštititi
because
jeste glava.
If the head is lost, everything is lost.
Da se zaštiti glava, jer ako
so the most important part
ode glava,
of our Krishna consciousness
tako na sličan
is
način,
based
dio
on hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, especially Krishna's
to
holy name.
Pjevanje i slušanje o njegovim slavama, slavama gospodina, a posebno slušanje i pjevanje imena gospodina.
Now I'm going to just divert for a section.
Samo ću samo za sekundicu promijeniti temu.
There was a question in my seminar, not yesterday, but the day before, that was more or less geared to that we still have desires for sense gratification. We're performing our devotional service. How do we more or less understand how to deal with these desires for sense gratification and perform devotional service. I think that was your question. Something I tried to answer your question, but then after the class I found one verse that's spoken by Krishna himself from the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's in the 11th canto and I'll read the translation. This is Krishna speaking.
To Krishna govori.
And he's speaking to Uddhava.
Obraća se Uddhavi.
Having awakened faith in the narration of my glories.
Probudivši vjeru u slušanje priča o mojim slavama.
Being disgusted with all material activities.
Zgrožen sa svim materijalnim aktivnostima.
Knowing that all sense gratification leads to misery.
Vodi do bijede.
But still
ipak,
being unable to renounce all sense enjoyment, my devotee should remain happy and worship me with great faith and conviction. Even though he sometimes engages in sense gratification, the devotee knows that all sense gratification leads to a miserable result, and he sincerely repents zbog toga
iskreno se kaje zbog takvih aktivnosti.
So although sometimes we slip and we fall into sense gratification, Krishna says, don't worry. Never mind. Just continue on your devotional service and feel sorry for that slip and just pick yourself up and continue. So Krishna gives assurance that although we still have the desires, there's no loss. Just continue to engage in devotional service.
Is that
somewhat makes sense? That's Krishna's
words.
So we shouldn't lose faith in the process nor become overly despondent the fact that we still have attachments for sense gratification.
And
if we slip, then pick yourself up and continue in devotional service. Feel sorry and try to strengthen yourself and not fall again.
Prabhupada
said, it's third class to fall down,
but it's first class to get back up.
So we are like little children. We fall down a lot. But that's understandable.
Ali to je razumljivo.
The point is that we should have faith in the process and get back up
again and keep trying.
Okay.
Dobro.
So this last seminar I wanted to explain a little bit about the glories of chanting the holy names of the Lord. There's one verse from I believe it's the 12th canto, wherein one sage, Karna Bhajana Rishi, speaking to one king, King Nimai. And King Nimai is asking, what is the process for attaining the
za dostizanje savršenstva u ovom dobu.
And he says, Kalera Doshani Dei Rajan, Asti Eko Mahagunaha Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangha Padam Vajam. He said that in this age of Kali, it's an ocean of faults. There are so many difficulties. Perform devotional service or to practice spiritual life in this age, it's very difficult. Because the material energy is so saturated with sinful life. Sinful life goes on as the norm.
In ages ago,
people were somewhat pious or more pious. And they functioned at least in the mode of goodness. Now there's no mode of goodness left. Passion and ignorance is pretty much the way of life.
Su način života, puno uživanje
i čak griješan život je prihvaćen
kao standard
za propagiranje ljudskih aktivnosti.
Ti četiri regulativni principi, kršenje regulativnih principa su po cijelim, uvijek na medijima, na plakatima, na reklama i prihvaća se. Ako ste dobar u tim stvarima, onda ste ispunjen, onda ste savršeni u materijalnom životu. Onda shvaća se da, ukoliko radite stvari, onda ste sretni. To je dakle Kali Yuga, nije jako dobro vrijeme za duhovnu praksu. Zbog toga,
this verse, this is a prophecy. This was spoken over 5,000 years ago.
Kaleidoshni,
this age, Kali Yuga is an ocean of faults. But he says, Aski Eko Mahagunam, there's one boon. What is that boon? Kirtana Eva Krishnasya, simply by chanting the holy names of the Lord, Mukta Sangha Parambhaja, that one can actually purify their consciousness, be free from the effects of the material energy, and enter into the kingdom of God.
So,
this, and amongst many, many other verses, illustrate the importance of chanting Krishna's holy name. And although we're chanting, a lot of times we're not getting the mercy of the Lord in the form of His holy name. And that
mi možda ne
could be for many reasons. But I wanted to focus on
what Chaitanya's
statements about the holy name to give you an understanding what it means to chant the holy name, what are the benefits of chanting the holy name,
and why
we don't actually achieve these happiness and joy from chanting the holy name. So this whole topic is actually a seminar in itself.
Seminar sam po sebi.
And can actually take, you might say, a week
Može biti potrebno možda tjedan dana da bi se sve to obrazložilo. Ali ja ću skratiti cijelu tu tematiku i pokušat ću dati jednu ilustraciju.
Where should we put our attention?
Jer moramo shvatiti čemu trebamo pokloniti najveću pažnju svjesnosti Krišne. Možda postoje oblasti gdje trebamo razviti određene odlike. Možda se trebamo držati određenih principa. Ali bez izuzetne važnosti svetog imena, sve te druge stvari nemaju jako puno efekta. Nemaju previše učinka. Sve se zaista temelji na slavljenju Krišne u obliku njegovog svetog imena.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu,
who is Krishna himself,
koji je sam Krishna,
he only spoke, what
on
we say, eight verses,
izgovorio samo
which
osam stihova,
koje
nazivamo se Kshastika.
These eight verses
ovih osam stihova
are the essence
su suština
of the principles
principa
prednog
služenja ili bhakti yoga.
But in those eight verses, the emphasis is on chanting.
Dat je
and in the first verse,
naglasak na pjevanje.
Lord Chaitanya gives
u prvom stihu
the seven benedictions for chanting the holy
daje
name.
Sedam blagoslova.
Chaito darpanam marjanam bhava maha devagni papanam sreya kaiva vakendrika vitaranam vidyavarhu jivanam anandam buddhi vardanam pati padam purnam rita swardanam sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Those are the seven benedictions. Darpanam marjanam is the first. By chanting the holy name, one cleanses
osoba
the heart.
Čisti srce.
Bhava maha dirvagni nirvapanam. By chanting the holy name, one pushes back what is called the blazing fire of material existence. First I'll list them,
vatre,
and then we'll explain each one
plamteće vatre materialnog postojanja. Prvo ću nabrojati,
third is
ću obraditi svaki ponosom.
Sreya kairava chandrika vitaranam. The holy name awakens our natural devotion
našu prirodnu devociju prema gospodinu.
Vidya vadhu jivanam. It is the life of all transcendental knowledge.
Svog transcendentalnog znanja.
Anandam buddhi vardanam. It is an ocean
ono je ocean
of transcendental bliss,
blaženstva, sreće.
Patipadam purnam rita svardanam. At every stage,
na
one is getting newer and newer
osoba
realizations of one's relationship with Krishna.
Svog odnosa sa Krishnom.
And the last one,
i zadnji
blagoslov, snapanam, that one becomes purified
osoba postane pročišćena
internally
iznutra
and externally.
I izvana.
Now it's interesting
sada
how Lord Chaitanya
kako gospodin Chaitanya je izgovorio taj stih.
Each of the seven
svaki od
benedictions
sedam blagoslova
and
završava
sanskrit,
u sanskritu
suffix,
sa sanskritskim sufiksom
nam.
Nam.
Chaito darpana marjanam bhava maha dirvagni nirvapanam sreya kaiva vichendrika vitaranam vidya varhu jivanam anandam buddhivardanam patipadam purnam ritaswardanam sarvatma snapanam param Vijayate Shri Krishna Sankirtanam. Only God can do that.
Samo Bog može to.
And what is nam? Nam is
šta je nam?
Name.
Nam znači ime.
So each of the benedictions
svaki blagoslov
individually, each ending with the
svaki završava sa sufiksom nam.
So that's Lord Chaitanya.
To je gospodin Chaitanya.
So we'll go through the seven benedictions.
Dakle, obradit ćemo tih sedam blagoslova.
And the first two is the
prva dva
ending of our material existence.
Označavaju kraj našeg materijalnog postojanja. Zadnjih pet označavaju buđenje naše našeg duhovnog odnosa s Krišnom.
So the first one, Chaita. Chaita means mind.
Chaita znači um.
Darpanam means mirror.
Darpana znači ogledalo.
And marjanam means to clean.
Marjanam znači čistiti.
So the mind is like a mirror.
Um je poput ogledala.
But
Međutim,
it reflects our natural, when it's clean, it reflects our spiritual nature.
Našu duhovnu prirodu.
But the mind is
been
associating with
material
energy.
Smatralnom energijom.
So there's dust.
Zbog toga ima prašine na njemu.
What is that dust?
Što je ta prašina?
Dust is our material attachments.
Prašina su naše materialne vezanosti.
Our material desires.
Naše materialne želje.
Our material association.
Naše materialno druženje.
For so many lifetimes.
Toliko puno života. I takve stvari.
So we can't
dakle, ne možemo percepirati, sagledati našu duhovnu esenciju, zato što je on prekriven.
In Sanskrit they use the word
na sanskritu
koriste
riječ
karmatmika. Karma means color. The word color.
Karmatika znači boja.
It's like, say you put on glasses,
recimo, sada postavite si naočale i recimo da ste naočale
green,
zelene.
Green colored glasses.
Nabavite si dakle
so
zelene naočale i cijeli svijet vidite kao da je zelen.
If you put on like orange colored glasses,
narančaste,
then everything looks
naočale, onda sve izgleda narančasto.
If you put on pink
ako
colored glasses,
ružičaste,
then all your friends look
svi vaši prijatelji su ružičasti.
But it's your vision.
Al to je vaša
vizija.
Zato što vidite kroz određeni medij.
So in the same way,
način,
the mind is colored by what we call desires, attachments, association with the material energy. So we see the world according to that
energijom.
Consciousness.
I mi taj, I
but that is not the reality.
To nije stvarnost.
That is simply our filtering of the reality. The reality is something
realnosti.
Else.
Stvarnost je
nešto
drugo.
And what we see through ono, filters
međutim,
that
mi vidimo kroz te filtere
and
i onda
therefore
nam to izgleda
we see
kao
something
stvarnost.
Different.
I stvari su drugačije nego što odista jest. U skladu sa našom svjesnošću.
That is called conditioned consciousness.
To se naziva uvjetovana svjesnost.
But what is the reality?
Ali šta je stvarnost?
Reality is this material
stvarnost
energy, is Krishna's energy.
Ova materijalna energija je
Krishna
energija.
Sva živa bića
su djelići i čestice Krishne.
And even this material energy is spiritual.
Ova materijalna energija također duhovna
point of view.
Sa apsolutne točke gledišta. Iako je sada transformirana
energy,
u obliku materijalne energije, međutim, u suštini ostaje duhovna. Zašto? Jer dolazi od Krishne.
So this colored consciousness is what is called
je ono što nazivamo materijalnim životom.
There's an absolute pure consciousness and that is called Krishna consciousness.
I to je
svjesnost sometimes
Krishna.
We say clear consciousness.
Ponekad kažemo čista svjesnost.
Or we might say
ili možemo reći
pristine consciousness. Pristine
izvorna.
Means completely pure and cleansed of all.
Znači potpuno čista.
Just like if you ever
seen očišćena, ako ste ikada
water,
vidjeli čistu vodu
down into the
i pogledate
water,
u vodu
the bottom,
i možete vidjeti dno, vidite stijene, sve što se nalazi na dnu.
So that water is just
ta
so
voda
translucent,
je tako prozirna
that.
Da možete vidjeti.
Our consciousness is
naša
supposed
svjesnost
to be like that.
Bi trebala biti takva.
But it's filled
međutim,
ispunjena
je
desires for
željama za
enjoyment in
uživanje
u
ovom materijalnom
so
svijetu. I zato ima
mud, so much mud and dirt that's coloring our
consciousness.
And that is due to our association
with
material energy. And that accumulates life after life. So Lord Chaitanya says,
Chaitanya kaže,
chant the holy names,
ime,
gradually
postupno,
these dirt, dust, particles, mud, what is it, our attachments
blato,
for sense gratification.
Vezano za čulno uživanje,
he explains,
on objašnjava,
well actually, Lord, I'm sorry, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains
objašnjava,
that there are three aspects to our material
naših materijalnih kontaminacija.
The desire for sense gratification
uživanje,
in the form of
u obliku
enjoying the objects
uživanja
of the senses,
objekata čula,
the desire for fruitive activities,
želje za plodnostnim djelatnostima, prakticiranje djelatnosti koji će nam omogućiti da uživamo rezultate tih djelatnosti. I zadnje, on naziva lažna odvojenost, da mi odbacimo aktivnosti materijalnog svijeta zato što su pune bjeda i onda prihvatimo se impersonalističkog načina razumijevanja života. Drugim riječima, mi jednostavno odbacimo svijet bez shvaćanja njegovog odnosa sa svevišnjim.
Dakle,
on dijeli kontaminiranu svjesnost u tri dijela. Čulno uživanje, plodnostno djelovanje i lažna odvojenost.
So that is part of our
to je dio
existence.
Našeg materijalnog postojenja.
Chant the holy names, zatopijevamo sve to ime i postupno to će pročistiti srce i to će probuditi našu izvornu duhovnu svjesnost.
Now, yesterday,
jučer,
I think there was a question
mislim da je bilo postavljeno pitanje, neko je pitao,
when we chant the holy
ponekad kad
names of the
mantramo
Lord,
sveto ime
gospodine,
određene ružne stvari se javljaju u našu svjesnost.
It seems like sometimes they're not there, but all of a sudden
ponekad
when we chant,
ih nema,
they just appear.
Ali
kad, why is that?
Ponekad su tu kad, ponekad kad mantramo
think,
nestaju.
Well,
ljudi
be
misle,
such a nice person
bio sam tako dobar čovjek prije
nego
što sam postao
bakta,
a sad sam postao bakta, pogledaj me, totalni sam kaos u čovjeku.
It's like that. Sometimes
da,
we
to se dešava,
like
ponekad mislimo.
But what is that?
Ali o čemu se radi?
And so we might use a
možemo iskoristiti malu analogiju.
If you want to make
ako želite napraviti ghi,
clarified butter,
pročišćeni maslac,
then you put
onda stavite
the butter on the
maslac
fire
na vatru.
And slowly.
Ali na vrlo tihoj vatri. Ono što se dešava, da postupno,
the impurities or the fatty part of the butter starts to accumulate on the top. It kind of rises up. Masnoće
se počinje nagomilati na vrstu od ozgo. Ali vi uzmete žlicu i skinete taj površinski sloj i odvojite od pročišćenog dijela.
So that's what happens when we chant.
To se dešava kad mantramo.
All our attachments,
sve naše vezanosti,
our contaminations,
naše
kontaminacije,
želje su u srcu. Ne možemo ih vidjeti ponekad.
We chant,
mi mantramo, oni se počinju počinje se miješati sve to. Sve to ime pročišćava i izvodi na površinu te želje. Šta se dešava kad oni iziđu van? Da li se usresređujete na njih, pokušajte ih analizirati, pokušajte ih shvatiti? Ne, vi ih izbacite. Oslobodite ih se.
Therefore, when these things do appear,
kada se ove stvari pojave, onda jednostavno nastavite pjevati i nemojte misliti na njih.
Because if we think
jer ako mislite o njima,
I think Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj was
explaining
if we think about something negatively,
ako mislimo nešto negativno,
we feed that thought, even though we're thinking about it in a negative way.
Tu misao, iako mislimo na nju na negativan način.
Dakle,
nemojte pokušati shvatiti koliko je nešto ružno. Čim prepoznate ružnu stvar, nešto negativno, odmah ga izbacite.
Jer
ono što se dešava jeste kad ga dopustite da ostane u vama, ono dobija snagu, ono raste, spisi objašnjavaju, um razmišlja, osjeća i želi.
So when we think of something,
kada mislimo na nešto,
and then we get a feeling for that,
onda dobijemo neki osjećaj za to,
the last stage is that
i onda zadnja stvar jeste da djelujemo u skladu sa tim.
So we should never let
nikad
it get
ne trebamo
to the willing stage.
Da stvari dođu do stupnja
želje.
Nikad ne trebamo dopustiti da dođe do stupnja osjećanja. Dakle, čim se pojavi na nivou mišljenja, trebamo ga uništiti, jer ako dođe do razine osjećaja, onda će postati sve snažne. Dakle, te stvari će se dogoditi kad mantrate. Nemojte biti obeshrabreni. Nastavite mantrati i eliminirajte, odbacite te stvari. Čim se pojave?
And it takes, it's like sometimes we use another analogy.
Koristimo drugu analogiju.
That if a room is dirty, those of you who like to clean,
prljava,
when you start cleaning,
ako i počnete
all
čistiti,
of a sudden you're getting the dust from behind the closet or underneath the bed,
prašinu ispod ormara
and you're just putting it all over
you,
you're moving everything out, and while you're halfway through cleaning, the room looks worse than when you started.
Dok se na pola puta čišćenja, ona soba izgleda puno gore nego što je bilo kad ste započeli, zar nije tako? Još je gore.
So if you think,
ako mislite, Bože, dragi,
this is horrible.
Ovo je užasno.
No, you have to keep cleaning.
Ne, jednostavno nastavite čistiti. Dok ne sakupite svoju prljavštinu, stavite ju u sredinu i izbacite je van.
But if you stop,
ali ako stanete,
and you just leave the room halfway,
ako ostanete sobu na pola, očišćeno, onda je sigurno veći nered nego kad ste počeli. Isto je stvar sa našom svjesnošću. Mi pročišćavamo svjesnost od svih
vezanosti
koji su to odradili vremena. I oni će se manifestirati.
Don't
jednostavno ih odbacite.
Nemoj
dozvoliti da su na vašem umu. Dok ih odbacujete, onda se vraćaju sa sve manjom i manjom snagom svaki put. I konačno jednog dana će nestati da se više nikad ne vrate.
So Chaito Darpana Marjanam. First benediction is that
purifies
our consciousness.
Svetina pročišćava našu svjesnost. Postajemo slobodni od.
The second is Bhava Mahadevagni Nirvapanam. This material energy consisting of the three modes of material nature
is very strong.
Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita,
Krishna
this energy is my energy and
it's
very, very difficult to overcome.
Vrlo je teško nadići.
He calls it divine
on je naziva
božanskom, because it's his energy.
Jer je njegova energija.
There is miseries
postoje
of
bjede,
birth,
rođenje,
death, disease,
bolesti,
old age,
starosti,
miseries of the mind, miseries of the body, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused
bića,
by natural disasters and calamities. These things are there. Welcome to the material world.
You
get all these fringe benefits when you come here.
Dobijamo kao besplatni blagoslov sve te stvari kad
dođemo
ovdje.
Gift for taking birth here.
Evo ti,
all this built-in suffering.
Poklon što se rodi ovdje.
For devotee,
za
bhaktu, he understands that these things are just part of the material energy. But gradually, as we chant the holy name, the holy name actually pushes back the fire of these material energy. We actually become free from the effects of these
suffering
that is involved with this material energy. And on the transcendental platform, there is no suffering.
One
becomes free from suffering. But it's a gradual process. Of course, as long as we have a material body, there may be some suffering. But as we chant, we purify our consciousness, we actually free ourselves from the effects of that suffering. And there may be some slight discomfort or some inconvenience. But still, it's not like the people in the material world who are living a materialistic life.
Kao ljudi u materialnom svijetu koji ispaštaju, koji žive na materialistički način. Tako puno pate, posebno danas. Ljudi pate
zastrašujuće
puno. Fizički, emocionalno, mentalno.
So it's the statistics are alarming.
Su vrlo uznemiravajuće. Kad vidimo
not only
ljudi
physically,
pate.
But
ne
mentally.
Fizički, već mentalno.
In fact, mentally,
zapravo,
people suffer even tremendous.
Mentalno ljudi pate
the holy name
puno.
Can
sveto
purify and push back this fire of that suffering.
Uništiti tu vatru,
because the holy name is
materijalno,
so gradually we become free from
sveto
the effects of suffering.
Zato postepeno postajemo slobodni od efekata materijalnog ispaštanja. Naravno znamo, smrt je patnja, starost je patnja, bolesti su patnja.
But we forget about birth.
Međutim, mi zaboravamo da
rođenje,
ne shvaćamo da
je
rođenje puno ispaštanje. Roditi se to je vrlo
bolno.
Ako čitate
Srimad Bhagavatam, the fourth canto, it describes what it's like to take birth in this material world.
Šta znači roditi se u ovom materijalnom svijetu?
How to be packed up within the womb for 8 or 9 months and having to undergo so much. I don't want to get into so many details. But birth is a very miserable experience for the child. And also it's a very difficult for the mother also. Just like now, we days we think, oh, just like when somebody has a birthday, right? So we say, happy birthday.
Kažemo sretan rođendan.
But it's happy now.
Ali sada je sretan.
You forgot what it's like.
Jer si zaboravio šta znači šta je bilo kad se rodio.
You didn't come out. You weren't chanting and dancing when you come out.
Nisi izišao mantrajući i plešući.
Doktor je morao get you going.
Vas ono, gurati da bi se pokrenuli. To je rođenje. Zgurani kroz tu rupu. Ne može čovjek ni disati.
Welcome to the material world.
Dobrodošli u materialni svijet.
This is the material life.
To je materialni život.
So it's not a very pleasant thing.
Nije vrlo prijatna, ugodna
stvar roditi se. That's very detailedly
described. I to je vrlo detaljno objašnjeno u Srimad Bhagavatamu.
So this is all part of the material energy.
To je sve dio materijalne energije.
Chant the holy names of the Lord, we push back the fire
on
the material system.
And
ultimately we become free from the cycle of birth and death.
I konačno postajemo slobodni od ciklusa rođenja i smrti.
And we attain to the transcendental realm.
I dostižemo
duhovno prebivalište. This is all by the mercy of Krishna in the form of the holy name.
Milošću Krišne u obliku svetog imena.
So Lord Chaitanya said that's the second
kaže,
benediction.
To je drugi blagoslov.
The fire of material existence is pushed back. Suffering is gradually reduced where one actually comes to the
otklonjen.
Point of being free from suffering.
Materijalno ispaštanje se polako umanjuje sve dok ne postanemo slobodni od njega.
The third benediction,
treći blagoslov,
Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidyavarhu Jivanam. And this is interesting one.
To je vrlo zanimljivo.
Shreya means auspicious.
Shreya znači povoljnost.
Kairava,
Kairava
is a lotus flower.
Znači lotos.
And Chandrika,
Chandrika
refers to the moon.
Znači mjesec.
Now the lotus,
lotus,
usually most lotus flowers, they
većina
take, they bloom under the rays
cvjetaju,
of the sun.
Po zrakama sunca.
But there's one lotus, it's called a night blooming lotus, it's called the Kairava.
Kairava.
It takes its blossoming from the energy of the moon. So the holy name is compared about to the benediction moon. It gives cooling effects
to our mjeseca,
a hot blazing fire material
existence, but it awakens srcu, gori, within postanju.
The heart.
Međutim, on se budi u srcu,
our relationship with God.
Budi u srcu, the heart is compared to a lotus, a flower,
but the lotus flower is closed.
Svijeto,
the petals are closed.
So,
due to our association of
material energy,
the awakening of that lotus is like the awakening of our love for
Krishna.
So, by chanting the holy names, gradually we awaken to our love for Krishna. And that brings us to our natural constitutional position of our relationship with
Krishna.
It reveals to us what is called our sarup,
our eternal constitutional position with Krishna in the spiritual world.
That is found through the chanting of the holy names of
the
Lord.
So this
lotus flower, in the middle of the flower is Krishna,
he's standing there.
And these petals are closed.
So
we chant the holy name, gradually your spiritual life begins. The heart starts to open, and it starts to reveal Krishna within
your heart.
And then begins our love for Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya said, this is the third benediction. The fourth benediction is, this one's an interesting, vidya vadhu jivanam.
Vidya vadhu jivanam.
Now vidya means knowledge.
Vidya znači znanje.
Vadhu means
vadhu
bride,
znači nevjesta,
or wife,
mlada ili žena.
And jivanam means life.
Jivanam znači život.
Transcendental knowledge is given life by the presence of the holy name.
Je dat život
just like
svetog imena, upravo kao što
the bride
nevjesta,
is given life by the husband.
Život od strane
so Lord Chaitanya uses this analogy
that tu
Krishna is the husband
Krishna
and transcendental
supruk,
knowledge is, in, is considered the, in the feminine form because the word vidya means goddess. So it's in the feminine form. So transcendental knowledge is awakened just as the bride is awakened by the presence of the husband.
Nevjesta bude probuđena prisustvom svoga supruga.
So transcendental knowledge cannot be understood unless it is accompanied through the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. It gives life to transcendental knowledge. We may come in contact with transcendental knowledge, but to understand transcendental knowledge, to realize transcendental knowledge, comes through the process of chanting
to spada u jurisdikciju pjevanja svetog imena.
Pravopad,
kada bi držao festivale, on bi uvijek imao kirtane na početku.
Always have kirtan and prasad.
Uvijek bi imao kirtan i prasad.
Pravachan discussion, that's extra.
Pravachan diskusija,
to je
ekstra. Every
activity should be accompanied by at least kirtan and prasad. Because these things purify the heart. They awaken our natural relationship with Krishna. And then when we hear transcendental knowledge, when we come in contact with transcendental knowledge, we can understand it. It actually becomes part of our realization of
Krishna.
Otherwise,
inače,
those who don't chant,
oni koji ne pjevaju,
read and try to
Hare Krishna,
understand through
koji samo
philosophical
razumijeti putem filozofske spekulacije,
small
oni mogu dobiti neko malo razumijevanje, ali realizacije neće biti.
I'll give you an example.
Daću vam primjer.
People who come in contact
ljudi koji dođu
with some
u kontakt
type of philosophical transcendental knowledge
transcendental
and still
znanja,
have no understanding of Krishna.
Nemaju razumijevanje Krishna.
This, my dear God brother,
jedan moj dragi
Radhanathswami, he was
Radhanath
preaching
Swami.
In America.
On
this was many years ago.
To je bilo prije mnogo
and
godina.
He was asked to give a lecture
I onda je trebao
at
dati
one
lekciju
college.
Na jednom univerzitetu,
and there was a
college.
Professor there.
I tamo je bio
professor,
taj profesor.
He had a PhD
on je bio, imao
in
doktorat,
the Gita Govinda. Are you familiar with Jaya Dev Goswami's Gita Govinda?
Da li vam je poznata Gita Govinda Jaya Dev Goswami-a?
Gita Govinda?
Gita Govinda.
It's considered to be
to
very,
se
very deep
vrlo
spiritual
topics
about the relationship of
Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan.
Krishna
Vrindavan.
Prabhupada says
Prabhupada
devotees
kaže,
should not read Gita Govinda.
Ne trebaju čitati Gita Govinda.
It's too much beyond our understanding.
Je daleko iznad našeg razumijevanja.
ona relationships of Radha and Krishna.
Vrlo intimne odnose Radha i Krishna.
Now this professor, he had a PhD in the study of Gita Govinda.
Studiranjem Gita Govinda.
He did his, you know, his dissertation.
On svoju disertaciju napisao.
So he invited Radha and Krishna to come to give a class.
Maharaj
was speaking, Maharaj
govorio,
giving some lecture on basic Krishna consciousness
principima svjesnosti Krishna.
And so at the end of the class,
I na kraju lekcije,
the man, the professor said,
profesor
he
rekao,
came up to him, he said,
prišao mu
how
rekao,
can you say Krishna is God?
Kako možeš reći da je Krishna Bog?
How can you say Krishna is God? Here's
kako
a man
reći
who
Krishna
had
Bog?
A PhD in
to je
Gita Govinda,
doktorirao je na
and he's
temu
wondering,
Gita
how, can you, how is Krishna
se,
God?
Kako Krishna je sad tu Bog?
He's performing all kinds of immoral and illicit activities with young girls in bushes,
and he's considered to be the Supreme Lord. U Grmlju, i on je svešnji gospodin. Taj čovjek je tako razmišljao.
So Radhanath Maharaj told him, he asked him a question. He said,
postavim,
have you read Bhagavad Gita?
Da li ste pročitali Bhagavad Gita?
And the man said, no.
Rekao, ne.
But what does that have to do with it?
Ali kakve veze Gita ima sa svim
he said,
tim?
Just like,
rekao,
if you want to understand higher mathematics, you have to understand basic arithmetic first.
Bazično
arithmetiku. One and one is two,
morate shvatiti jedan,
two and two is
dva,
four.
Dva, dva, četiri.
And then gradually, as you understand basic math, you can understand algebra, and you can understand
algebru,
you can understand
računanje,
trigonometry, all the complicated mathematical
problems.
But without basic math, you understand nothing. So this man, he went to the top, he had a PhD, but he had no understanding of the basics. So therefore, he was, he had no understanding.
Really.
So they were discussing, his wife came along and said, my husband has to go now. So that was the end of the conversation. His wife dragged him away. So this was, you know, a personality who had all this knowledge, but really had no knowledge.
Znanja, a zapravo nije
so
imao,
transcendental knowledge is understood through bhakti.
Se može razumjeti kroz
performing
bhakti.
The principles of bhakti. What is,
bhakti?
A što je bhakti? The essence of bhakti,
bhakti
is chanting Krishna's holy name.
Je pjevanje
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Fourth benediction.
Četvrti blagoslov.
Fifth benediction. Anandam Buddhi Vardhanam. The chanting the holy name of the Lord is like an ocean of unlimited mercy or happiness. Unlimited happiness can be understood. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur explains that we are jiva, so
jive,
we are tiny, we are small. But Krishna, he is
sitni.
He is vibhu, he is
Krishna
unlimited.
Vibhu, on je neograničen.
So he is the ocean of transcendental,
transcendental
happiness.
Transcendental sreće.
But we are tiny,
ali
we are small, we are jiva, we are infinitesimal.
Sitni, mali, jivan,
but when we come
mali,
in contact,
contact
with Krishna,
sa Krishnom,
through the form of devotional service and chanting
medij,
our holy names, then our happiness
onda naša
becomes
sreća
unlimited. Although we are tiny,
mali,
we can experience unlimited happiness
sreću
in Krishna's holy name. There's no
Krishna
limit to what the jiva can experience.
Granica onome što
it
živa
gets
može
better and better.
It's
never
bolje
ending.
Nema kraja.
There's an example that's
postoji
used.
Primjer koji se koristi često.
Radharani and Krishna are together.
Krishna su skupa.
So Krishna looks at Radharani.
Krishna gleda na Radhu, gleda Radhu.
He becomes happy by seeing Radharani.
Vidjevši ju.
And then when he becomes happy, he becomes more beautiful.
Kada on postane sretan, onda je još ljepši.
So then Radharani sees Krishna.
Vidi Krishna.
And she becomes happy by seeing
sretna,
him because he's become happy by seeing her.
Sretan,
so she becomes happy and becomes
sretna,
more beautiful. So she becomes more
ona
beautiful. And Krishna
ljepša,
sees that she's becoming
vidi,
more beautiful. He becomes more
ljepša,
happy. And because
sretni,
he becomes more happy,
sretni,
he becomes
sretni,
more beautiful. And then she sees
onda
Krishna
onda
becoming
Krishna,
more happy and
sretni,
more beautiful. She becomes
ljepša,
more happy. Then she becomes
sretni,
more beautiful.
So
it goes and keeps going. No limit.
Bez ograničenja.
So the Jari is described using this pastime of Radha and Krishna.
Šta
that this, is the, this is the happiness in Krishna consciousness. It's never
ending.
It's always increasing more and more and more. As we take shelter of the process of devotional service and chant Krishna's holy name.
procesa devocije i mantranja svetog imena. Postavili su pitanje Prabhupada.
This was in New York City back in 1970s. He was asked.
Pitali su ga.
Swamiji. Because he used to call Prabhupada
Swamiji.
What do you get from chanting Hare Krishna?
Šta dobiješ mantrajući Hare Krishna?
So Prabhupada said, we get chanting.
Dobijemo mantranje.
We get chanting from chanting.
Od mantranja ili pijanja dobijemo mantranje.
Prabhupada is thinking, well, maybe you get some,
power, dobiješ neku moć,
you get some followers,
sljedbenike,
you get something material.
Nešto materijalno.
Prabhupada said, we get chanting from chanting. Dobijemo
mantranje.
More we chant,
što više
then
mantramo,
we awaken our desire to chant more.
Je naša želja za pjevanjem još
so,
jača.
Try to understand one thing, the results
pokušite
of Krishna consciousness is you get more Krishna consciousness.
Jeste svjesnost Krishna.
The means and the ends are the same.
Na kraju,
what you're doing now, as far as serving,
što se tiče službe
you'll be doing
sada,
that
to ćete isto
in your purified state.
U svom pročišćenom stanju.
Only now we're not feeling the happiness completely.
Ne osjećamo sreću u potpunosti.
As we become purified, we'll be doing the same thing. We'll be chanting Krishna's name. We'll be worshiping the deity. We'll be taking Krishna prasadam. We'll be doing our service. The only difference is we're experiencing so much happiness when we become purified. And that is all based on chanting the holy name of the Lord. So there's an unlimited ocean of transcendental happiness that's available.
I on je dostupan u obliku svetih imena Gospodina.
Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He recites one verse.
Izgovara jedan stih.
He says, I'm standing on the ocean of the shore of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya,
zabava Gospodina Chaitanje, i pokušavam kušati samo jedno malešno.
And if I can get one little drop of that ocean of happiness, that drop is enough to drown the whole world in bliss. This is what's available in Lord Chaitanya's movement. Lord Chaitanya has broken open the storehouse of love of God. He's distributing the contents freely. The only qualification, he says, is your sincere desire to have it.
If you want it,
Lord Nityananda, he's setting up his little stands all over the world called the Nam Hat program. And you come to Lord Nityananda's stand and he has his workers working for him and you say, my dear devotee, I want to buy some holy name. And they say, how much money do you have? And you look in your pocket and you see how much. And you take out maybe 5 kunas or 100 kunas or a billion kunas, unlimited. According to how much currency you have, you can purchase from Lord Nityananda's stand. But it's not kunas or dollars or pounds or euros. It's the currency. The currency is your faith. So if you have five kunas of faith, you get five kunas of the holy
vjera.
Name.
Ako imate pet kuna vjere, dobijete sveto ime za 5 kuna.
So
ako imate 100 kuna vjere,
faith.
Dobijete sveto ime za 100 kuna. Sve se temelji
so
na vjeri.
Purchase
možemo kupiti
as much as
onoliko
we have faith.
Koliko što imamo vjere.
And if we have complete faith in the holy name,
ako imamo potpuno vjeru u sveto ime,
then Krishna's holy name just becomes more and more readily available.
Sve dostupnije i dostupnije.
Benediction number 5.
To je
the sixth benediction.
Šesti blagoslov.
Pratipadam purnamrita svardhanam. This actually connects to the
to je povezano
fifth
sa,
benediction.
Sa petim
that at every step
da na svakom koraku,
of chanting the holy name,
svetog imena,
we're realizing our relationship with Krishna. We're awakening to our eternal
svarup.
Revealing our relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world. So it's at every step there is realization, there's happiness, there's knowledge, there is more and more.
As
Bhaktivinoda Thakura explains, there's more and more understanding,
more
and more experiences in Krishna consciousness. We get more and more experiences of the transcendental
realm.
And the last one, seventh benediction, Sarvatma Snaparam Param. Sarvatma Snaparam means,
snaparam
means bath,
znači, snapana, znači kupanje.
It is a complete bath.
To je potpuno
one bathes completely in the holy name, and one consciousness is purified,
njegova svjesnost je pročišćena, njegovo postojanje postaje potpuno pročišćeno.
Everything is there in the holy
sve je tu u svetom.
One doesn't need any other form of spiritual
process. Ne treba niti jedan drugi duhovni proces.
Completely purified.
Sveto ime može potpuno pročistiti.
So, param vijayate si Krishna sankirtana. He ends the verse like
on završava stih na taj način. Param vijayate.
So, what is sankirtan mean?
Što je sankirtan? Šta sankirtan znači? San
and kirtan.
Kirtan.
Kirtan means
kirtan
to glorify
znači
the Lord.
Slaviti gospodina.
And the traditional, conventional meaning that we're all familiar with in the term of san means
san
together.
Znači skupa.
So sankirtan means
san
to glorify
znači
God together.
Slaviti Boga skupa.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains san has another meaning.
San ka, da ima
he
drugo
says
značenje.
The word san means complete.
On kaže san znači potpun.
It is the most complete form of glorification of the Lord. There's no more complete and no more better form to glorify the Lord than to chant His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Of course, we could keep doing that.
Naravno,
that
možemo
would be the
nastaviti
best part
to
of the
raditi.
Whole seminar.
I to bi bio najbolji dio, to bi bio najbolji dio seminara.
First verse.
Prvi stih.
Then Lord Chaitanya
onda
goes on to the next
nastavlja
verse.
Sa drugim
There's
stihom.
No rules,
nema pravila,
no regulations,
nema propisa,
no restrictions,
nema ograničenja.
Anyone can chant,
svako može mantrati,
anytime,
u bilo
any
koje
place,
vrijeme, na bilo kojem mjestu.
And Krishna's name is invested with all Krishna's energies. He says, Nidya Saivashaktis, in the second verse, all of Krishna's energies. And not only that, Krishna has hundreds and millions of names, and they're all invested with transcendental qualities and energies. But then he ends the verse that I'm so unfortunate that although you give me all these benedictions and there's no restrictions, there's no rules, it's all available,
sve je tu,
still,
još uvijek,
I'm
ipak, ja sam nesretan.
I have no attraction.
Nemam privlačnosti.
What to do?
Šta da radim?
Does sound familiar?
Da li vam zvuči poznato?
The problem is,
problem je u tome,
the word in the second verse is Durdaiva.
U drugom stiku nalazimo tu riječ
Durdaiva.
Durdaiva znači loša sreća. Bhaktivinoda
Thakur
kaže, Durdaiva
also
također znači
I commit offenses.
Ja radim uvrede.
Because I commit offenses,
zato što radim uvrede,
I can't
ne mogu
taste
kušati
the nectar of the holy
nectar
name. I can't develop my attraction.
Ne mogu razviti privrženost.
So then he goes on to explain
ja
in great detail
I
what are the offenses.
But then he explains uvrede. How onda objašnjava I kako
now I'm overwhelmed with so many
sa tako puno
offenses.
Uvreda.
Where do I start? Where do I pick up from here? What do I do now?
Kako, šta da sad radim?
So then he explains that there are 10 offenses to the holy name. But then he says there's
kaže,
one more.
Postoji još jedna.
Sometimes we call it the 11th offense.
Pa nekada nazivamo 11. uvredom.
And that is called inattention.
A ta uvreda se naziva nepažnja.
He says, this is where
kaže,
you start.
Početak.
This is where you put your energy
tu, dakle, uložite
to
svoju energiju,
reverse your unfortunate situation
da biste,
and make
svoju
yourself
situaciju
fortunate again.
I učinili se ponovo
practice
sretni.
Chanting
prakticirajte pažljivo mantranje.
And then he explains that inattention
da nepažnja
is
je
translated
se prevodi
as
kao
pramatta.
Pramada
means
pramada,
inattention.
Znači nepažnja.
But then he gives another meaning to the word inattention
riječi,
or pramada.
Pramada ili
he says it
kaže,
is
pramada,
insanity.
Znači ludilo.
He calls inattention
nepažnju,
insanity.
On naziva ludilo.
Pretty heavy statement.
Poprilično heavy izjava.
Everybody chants inattentively.
Svi mantraju nepažnju.
Is there anybody who can chant 16
da li neko može
rounds
16
krugova attentively?
Mantrati pažnju?
Completely? Anybody? If you are, you are the
ako
guru
ste
of the
tako,
world.
Onda ste guru cijelog svijeta.
To chant attentively
mantrati pažljivo
is
je,
the purified state.
Je pročišćeni stupanj.
And even those who are very advanced in spiritual life struggle with this.
Se bore sa tim.
But he says this
ali
is where
kaže,
you put your attention.
Tu treba
and then he explains that there's three forms of
inattention.
Tri vrste nepažnje. He calls it Vishepa, Adakshina, and Jadya. Vishepa means distraction.
Adakshina
means apathy,
znači apatija, and Jadya
means
Jadya znači
sleep.
Spavanje.
Three forms of inattention.
Tri oblika nepažnje.
So I'll explain a little bit about each of these forms.
Svakom od tih oblika nepažnje.
Vishepa means
Vishepa znači
I'm chanting,
mantram,
but I'm thinking,
ali mislim,
or my attention is on something else.
Je usmjerena
this is common.
Drugom smjeru. To
we're
je vrlo
chanting,
uobičajena stvar.
And we're thinking,
mantramo i mislimo,
what's for prasad?
Šta će biti za prasadam?
Or we're chanting, or we're thinking,
i mislimo,
what am I going to do later?
Šta ću raditi kasnije?
Or we're thinking,
ili
we're chanting, we're thinking,
mantramo,
you know, I talked to that devotee yesterday,
pričao sam
and we
s tim
were talking about
jučer,
this, and I
smo
said
ovome,
and
ja
they,
rekao
they said
to,
this.
I on je rekao to.
We're chanting,
I
and we're thinking,
i mislimo,
boy, when is this, when am I going to get my rounds
sad
done?
Kad ću
I can do something
krugove,
else.
Tako da mogu nešto drugo raditi.
Free me from this pain.
Oslobodite me od ove boli.
It's like that sometimes.
Da, ponekad se tako osjećamo.
So the mind is, or else we're chanting and we're looking
umjesto da mantramo
who comes in, who goes
mi gledamo
out,
dolazi,
what's on this wall,
izlazi, šta ima na
why
ovom
is that
zidu,
devotee
zašto
like that, why
is, ovakav, kakav je.
We're just looking at the environment,
promatramo
and we're
okolicu,
becoming distracted
i
in so many
na taj
ways.
Način, naša pažnja prosto ne
skrenuta. So this is a form of inattention,
to je
which is common
pažnje
to all of us.
To je uobičajeno sa svima nama, to se dešava.
So Krishna says in Bhagavad
Krishna
Gita,
kaže u Giti,
wherever and whenever the mind
god,
wanders,
i kad god,
due to its unsteady and flickering nature, one should certainly bring
prirode
it back under the control of the self.
Pod
in other words,
riječima,
when you catch your mind wandering, bring it back.
Da luta,
catch your wandering, bring it back. Bring
ga da luta,
it back,
ga, vratite ga, vratite
keep bringing it back.
Nastavite
don't
ga vraćati,
allow it to
wander. Da skita.
It's just like if you, those of you who are mothers and who have children, yeah, especially if you have like 2 or 3 year old children, we sometimes say terrible two.
Užasnih dvije.
You heard the term terrible two?
Se čuli za taj termin?
No.
Užasnih
that means
dvije.
When a child gets
to
2 years
znači
old, they just like
godine
to run everywhere.
Ono želi svugdje trčati.
The mother is just going crazy
poludi
trying to catch the child.
Pokušava
uhvatiti dijete,
zadržati ga, ide tamo,
this,
želi to raditi, želi ovo dodirnuti.
And you know, it's just like, you know, the mother's work is like full time.
My mama ima
we call it, in America, we call it terrible two.
To u Americi zovemo užasnih dvije.
It's just like, wants to try. And now he's aware of the fact that there's something else besides his mother. So he's just
aha
checking everything
aha
out.
Aha.
So the mind is like that. It just keeps wants to go to everywhere.
So
if the mother were to think, well, the child just keeps running away, I'll just let it go. No, the mother goes and brings the child back. The child could fall and get hurt or could break something or do some, you know, even get killed.
Može poginuti.
So the mother is watching the child 100% of the time.
100% so svog vremena poklanja djetetu. Na sličan način ne moramo motriti na svoju kad um odluta, vratite ga.
Keep bringing it back.
Nastavimo ga vraćati natrag.
Don't allow it to wander.
Nemojte mu dozvoliti da luta.
And that's part of our japa.
I to je dio naše
japa.
Moramo nastaviti vraćati um natrag.
It's important because if the mind keeps wandering, then we'll never. Because Prabhupada used to say, when asks, what do we do when we chant, what do we have to do, Prabhupada said, just hear. Hear the sound vibration of Krishna's name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You have to hear that sound and the mind gradually becomes controlled by hearing carefully the sound vibration.
So
I'll give you some tips which will help you in your japa. This is more like practical. Many of us, when we sit, we have to understand that there is a way to sit, which helps improve our
Način sjedenja koji nam omogućuje da nam bude bolja ovoga koncentracija.
And energy within the body goes up and down the spinal column.
I kičmeni stup, i energija struji kroz kičmeni stup. I kada je kičmeni stup ispravljen, onda je lakše održavati si pažnju.
So sometimes devotees like,
ponekad bhakte
are like,
sjede ovako ili
just, na... Yeah, every different which way. You know,
svako ima svoj određeni način.
No.
Ne.
Prabhupada, sit up. You ever hear that japa tape?
Jeste čuli japa gazetu Prabhupada?
You've heard that?
Sit properly. Sjedite pravilno.
So, sit, okay. So that is the sitting position.
To je položaj sjedenja. Sa pravim
leđima.
Možete sjediti na stolici.
But still, the back should be straight.
Ali leđa treba biti ispravljena.
Head erect.
I glava uzdignuta. Malo je teško na početku, ali zapravo vidjet ćete da je puno lakše se koncentrirati ako prakticirate.
Naravno,
neki od nas vole hodati, to je u redu također.
Ali
pokušajte održati pažnju. Ali dok sjedite, moramo imati dobri položaj sjedenja. Druga stvar je izgovor. Jako pažljivo izgovarate riječi.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And gradually we speed up. Ah, listen to some time.
Slušajte se ponekad.
There's a joke.
Ima jedna šala, jedan vic koji bak
one man is chanting like that.
Jedan čovjek mantra na taj način cijeli život.
And then he dies.
I onda umre.
And then he wakes up.
I onda se probudi.
He's in a strange land.
I nalazi se na nekoj čudnoj zemlji.
And he sees two people.
I vidi dvoje ljudi tamo.
And he says, "Who
kaže,
are you?"
Ko si ti?
So one man says, "My name is Snika."
Moje ime je Snika.
And his name is Rum.
Njegovo ime je Rum.
And you've been chanting our name.
Pjeva si naše ime.
So you get our association.
I onda si dobio naše društvo.
So you have to be careful.
Morate biti pažljivi. Dokumenta da te ime na
Krišta. You know where you might wind up.
Ko zna gdje ćete završiti.
It's not Snika, 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 Rum, Rum, Rum. It's Krishna. So pronunciation is very important.
Izgovor je vrlo bitan.
So therefore, sometimes we go too fast.
Ponekad smo prebrzi.
Or sometimes we're just inattentive. When we're inattentive, sometimes we don't pronounce the whole mantra. I know devotees who chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Did you catch it? Yeah, there's a few Haris.
Primijetili ste nekoliko Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Hare. Something like that. There was one devotee, he was going around with a tape recorder.
I hodao na oko s Walkmanom.
He was asking, can I tape your japa?
I pitao, da li mogu snimit kako mantraš?
They say, why? Why do you want to tape my japa?
Zašto želiš to učiniti?
To play it back so you can hear how you're not chanting attentively.
Pa da vidiš kako ne mantraš pažljivo.
Many people, they agreed, and they,
as a fact, that
you listen sometimes carefully, you miss a word. So it's very careful, keep a good attention,
dakle,
attention because
pažnju.
Attention attracts the presence of Krishna. By that attention, that is called meditation.
Meditacija.
And therefore, pronunciation is an essential part of that. So posture,
položaj,
pronunciation,
pravilan izgovor,
and prayer.
I molitva.
So when we chant,
kad mantramo,
Prabhupada said,
Prabhupada kaže,
it's like
to je poput
a child crying out for its mother.
Se obraća svojoj majci, koja
so the
plače
child
svojom majkom.
Knows no one but
dijete
the mother.
Ne pozna nikoga osim mame.
So in the child's absence from the mother, it's crying.
Kad je
so
mama
the mother
odsutna,
might try to give it
plače.
So many things.
Možemo
but the child
dati jako puno stvari,
then when the mother picks
plaš,
it up,
ali kada
the child
ga majka podigne,
this is mother.
Onda dijete
so
osjeća to je
so
majka i onda je sretno.
So in the same way we should cry
način,
for Krishna.
Trebamo plakati za Krishna.
We cry out.
Trebamo
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Hare. We're suffering.
Mi
Please, Krishna, save
molim
me.
Molim te, Krishna, spasi me.
It's like that. Of course you shouldn't do that in your job.
Da, ne trebate to raditi za vrijeme džape.
Because you might find it a little bit,
the
other devotees might find it a little bit disturbing.
Da je to malo uznemirujuće.
But in your heart you should be feeling like that.
Osjećati to.
It's a, your heart should be crying
vaše
out.
Srce treba although your words may be,
you know,
iako su
going
riječi,
a different way, your heart should be
drugači,
crying out
ali
like that.
U srcu trebate uzvikivati.
In the holy name, actually,
u svetom imenu zapravo,
the words are in the vocative
state.
The word hare, which is Radharani,
što znači Radharani,
is actually hara.
Je zapravo hara.
But we don't say hara
ali
Krishna,
mi ne kažemo
we say
hare,
because when
Krishna.
You chant, you
jer
call.
Mantrate, onda pozivate,
so the word
dozivate, hare
is the vocative,
znači
or the crying out for Krishna.
Ili uzvikivanjem
Krishna,
za Krishna.
Like that. Like that. So it's actually a prayer.
To je molitva.
We're crying for Krishna.
Mi dozivamo Krishna.
Chaitanya says that ye nandan tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishnameva vambudha kripayavta vapada pankaja stita duli sadisham vichintaya. My dear Krishna, I am your eternal servitor. Somehow
Krishna,
or other, I've fallen into this ocean of birth and death.
Please,
pick me up from
this
ocean of death and place me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So we're crying out for Krishna, please pick me up and place me in your devotional service. Give me your mercy.
That
is the holy name. So in chanting, if we remember these simple things when we approach
stvari,
the Holy Name,
then
we find that the mercy of the Holy Name becomes more and more easily available.
Ta milost postaje lakše dostupna.
So that is distraction.
To je dakle,
the second thing is apathy.
Druga stvar je
is
apatija.
We chant, but we're not really enthusiastic. We're just chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Is there something else I can do?
Šta bi drugo mogao raditi?
No, it's like just one of the many things we do.
Jedno
but
puno
chanting
stvari koje radimo,
is, again,
ali
as I was just explaining,
želim ponovno
it should be done with crying, feeling, it's a prayer, it's enthusiastic. So this apathy,
osjećaja, kako
this,
plačemo
this, like,
za Krishna,
what we say,
to je
very blasé, mechanical,
taj osjećaj apatije, taj mehanički,
you know, like,
mehanički pristup.
Get rid of that mood.
Trebamo se riješiti takvog raspoloženja,
takvog
pristupa.
One is sleep.
I zadnji problem
sometimes
jeste
we're
spavanje. Ponekad smo
and we're chanting.
Uspavani dok
especially when you sit down, right?
Sjednemo.
You wake up early. Sometimes you're tired.
Ponekad ustanemo rano
and
i
getting
umorli
up because
smo.
It's time to get up.
Ustajemo zato što je vrijeme za ustati,
so when you sit down and
you're
relaxed,
umorni.
All of a sudden,
sjednemo,
all your senses become relaxed. And easily you start.
I polako, polako.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna. Hare 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 Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Have you seen that?
Ste vidjeli to?
Yeah, it happens all the time.
To se stalno dešava.
There was one devotee.
Bio je jedan bhakta.
And I spent the first part of my Krishna
prvi dio svoje svjesnosti Krishna proveo u New Vrindavanu.
So there was one devotee.
Bio jedan bhakta.
And he was chanting.
I on je mantrao.
And he was sleeping.
I on je spavao.
He was chanting and he was.
I mantrao
i
spavao.
Like rocking.
I on njihao se.
And he was going back and forth.
I išao napred natrag.
And each time he was going forth, he was going a little farther down.
I svaki put kad bi se za njihao prema napred išao je sve dublje i dublje. A pod?
The floor is marble.
A plod je bio od mramora.
So one day he just went.
Jednog dana jednostavno lupio glavom.
He woke up.
I probudio se.
Definitely. And not only that, he woke everybody else up.
Sve druge je probudio također.
So he did some service.
Da je napravio neku službu.
One time one devotee was standing up and chanting.
Stajao i mantrao i pao je.
So we have some really classic cases of
imamo neke klasične primjere
deep meditation,
duboke meditacije tokom džape.
So and we used to call this
to smo nazivali
like three forms
postoje tri vrste
three forms of how not to chant.
Tri načina kako ne mantrati.
It's called, and the word is japa, but then it's called
ajapa. Ima japa, onda postoji ajapa.
Ajapa. There's radar japa.
Postoji radar japa.
And then there's dive bomber japa.
I postoji dive bomber.
And then there's jibber japa. So maybe you don't understand English slang.
Možda ne razumete slang.
Radar japa means radar, radar japa, means like radar you're taking, znači, you're just like just checking.
Jednostavno sve ispitujete.
You're chanting and just you don't miss anything.
I ništa vam ne promakne.
Oh, she's wearing that color sari again. She wore that sari yesterday.
Ali to je jučer nosila taj sari.
Or that devotee's dhoti,
vidimo
doti. Wrinkled.
Sav je zgužvan.
Or that guy, that devotee's tilak is it's not straight.
Uopće nije prav.
You know, you see everything.
Sve vidite.
It's called radar japa.
Zove radar japa.
Jibber japas mean Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Krishna.
Znači,
oh, Haripo, I haven't seen you in a long time.
Haripo, dugo se vremena nisam vidio, da.
After japa, we can go out.
Nakon japa možemo izići.
Go to the store and
buy
some stuff.
U radnju i kupiti
nešto. So you start talking.
Počnete pričati.
Or this service or that
ova služba ili ona služba.
You're just having nice conversation.
Lijepo se razgovarate.
And then and you're walking up and down.
I onda hodate gore dolje i pričate.
Once in a while there's a oh yeah.
Svako toliko. Aha, Hare Krishna.
Oh really? Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It's offensive.
To je uvreda.
Because sometimes we don't see each other, only at japa time.
Jedne druge, osim za vrijeme džape. Onda je to dobro vrijeme da nastavite sa razgovorom tom gdje
se stali. And the last one was dive bomber japa. That's the one I explained.
Dive bomber, to je ono sa padanjem.
Like that. So these things, you know, it's easily filters into our society.
Te stvari lako se infiltriraju u naše društvo. Jedan najvećih problema u našem pokretu.
Is the devotees are not tasting the holy
ne kušaju sveto ime.
We're chanting,
mi mantramo,
we're not getting,
ali
we should be experiencing happiness and pleasure in chanting the holy name. If we're not,
ako ne,
we have to work on that attentive
japa.
Try to become attentive
postati,
as much as you can. Because this inattention is the source of so many problems.
Tako puno problema.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur says,
kaže,
there are 10 offenses to the holy name. If you commit the offense of inattention, then you open the door to all the other offenses.
Vrata za sve druge
if you're chanting attentively,
pažljivo,
you'll decrease the likelihood of committing any of the other offenses. So attentive chanting is really essential. Therefore, he says,
kaže,
there's where you start.
Tu se počinje.
If you're looking where to put my emphasis in my spiritual life now, how to make progress,
posebni na
work on that.
Duhovni život.
And I guarantee you, it takes a time,
tome,
takes practice,
I garantiram vam, potrebno
get some advice, some techniques,
vježbe,
practice,
neke
put your concentration on chanting.
Neki način se
and gradually,
na postupno,
Krishna's holy name
Krishna
will reveal itself
će vam se razotkriti
through that,
postupno,
that process
kroz
of attentive chanting.
Pažljivog mantranja.
Okay.
Dobro.
We have 55 seconds left.
Imamo 55 sekundi još.
Any questions?
Da li neko ima pitanja?
Yes.
Puno puta kad mantramo, posebno tamo gdje ima više bhakta, mantramo i neko dođe i nešto vas pita. I onda se ja osjećam da ga trebam ignorirati. I ako ga ignoriram, taj će se čovjek uvrijediti. I onda zastane i onda mu odgovor. Da li je uvrijedljivo ako jednostavno ignoriram
like
čovjek?
This.
Ti možeš ovako učiniti. Učiniti ovu stvar.
Let them know you're chanting. This is important.
Znači, daj mu do znanja da mantraš. To je bitno.
In Radhanath Maharaj, he preaches in
Radhanath Maharaj propovjeda u Bombaju.
And I go there often.
Ja idem tamo često.
In the temple,
u hramu,
no one is allowed to
nikome nije dozvoljeno
talk
da govori za vrijeme
džapa. You can't talk. It's not allowed.
Ne smijete govoriti, zabranjeno.
If you talk,
ako pričate,
immediately,
odmah,
you're asked to leave.
Odmah za zamole da otiđete.
Japa period means only
japa. Vrijeme znači samo džapa.
So, and you find that when you
I,
if someone wants to talk to you, unless it's
vama,
an emergency,
nije hitna,
you know, like
situacija.
Maybe his wife is
možda
out to have, ready to have a baby and he needs your car to drive her to the hospital,
auto da vas,
and that's the only car available,
auto koji postoji.
That's an emergency.
To je hitan
but
slučaj.
Most of the time
ali
većina, it's not an
u većinu slučajeva nema
most of the time it's just like,
hitna situacija. Većina slučajeva se radi o nečemu
that can
wait till
later.
Što može sačekati.
Till later.
I u stvari većina stvari može sačekati.
Very
zato,
humbly,
jako ponizno,
politely,
vrlo ljubazno,
with, you know, without offending that person, let them know
ne
that it's just time
osobu.
For japa.
Dajmo do znanja da je vrijeme
because
za japa.
What you do
jer ono
što
radiš
you divert
jeste
your attention away
ti skrećeš
from Krishna,
svoju pažnju od Krišne
and you give it to that person.
I poklanjaš
so
je
toj
tom čovjeku.
So you're
šta
asking Krishna,
Krishna
to wait.
Ti onda zamoliš Krišna čeka.
And you're, so what about Krishna?
A šta je s Krišnom?
Because when you chant japa, you call
kada mantrate, onda porizivate Krishna. Ako ga prizovete, a ne obratite mu pažnju,
diverting your attention
jednostavno
away,
nastavite skretati pažnju. Krishna
is going to say, well,
Krishna
I got other things to do.
Dobro, imam ja drugih
this,
stvari
this
za
really
raditi. Ova osoba stvarno nije zainteresirana za moje društvo.
We have to show Krishna we want
moramo pokazati Krishna
to associate
da želimo se družiti
therefore,
s njim.
Part of that is,
i dio toga
jeste in our japa.
A ozbiljnost u japi.
Like
kada mantramo sveto ime,
yeah.
Dođe stariji bhakta u tempel, ja obično odam poštovanje njemu. Da li je to
to pay
ispravno ili ne?
While you're chanting japa?
Da dodaš poštovanje dok mantraš
japa?
Yeah,
sure, once or
da,
twice,
jedan put ili dva put.
You know,
ali ako stalno uznemiruješ svoju japu svakih 10 sekundi, onda je to problem.
Yeah, when someone comes in, you can
kad
offer
neko dođe
unutra,
možeš dodat poštovanje.
Just like when sometimes Tulsi Devi is here.
Tulsi Devi je tu.
And she's...
I ona je...
Pujari takes her.
Pujari je odnosi.
We offer our basis.
Onda mi odajemo poštovanje, to je u redu.
And or sometimes they're dressing Prabhupada.
Oblačimo Prabhupada i onda se stavi onaj paravan.
That's fine.
To je u redu.
That won't, that's not inattention. Or
to nije nepažnja.
Yeah, that's fine.
To je u redu.
Yes.
A šta ako ne učinimo? Ako se tako usresređen, pa onda ne odaš poštovanje. Šta ako
if
je? Ako sam ja previše apsorbiran,
then that's okay.
To je također u redu.
If you're absorbed,
ako si apsorbiran, onda je to u redu.
And that's the idea to be absorbed.
To je ideja, cijeli što si u tome biti apsorbiran.
And even if you choose not to, that's
čak
okay.
Čak i ako odeš, ako odlučiš da ne odeš poštovanje, to je u redu. Jer se družiš sa Krišnom, oblika se od imena, to je savršenstvo.
Even taking prasadam, when we're taking prasadam, that is considered to be a very important spiritual act.
Bitnim, duhovnim činom.
If someone comes in,
ako neko dođe,
you don't have to necessarily
ne morate
pay the basis odati
poštovanje dok častite prasadam.
Because that's Krishna in the form of prasadam.
To je Krishna u obliku prasadama.
Yes.
Da li možemo gledati slike božanstva dok mantramo?
Yes, we can keep
da,
pictures.
Možemo imati
slike. Recommended to keep
to je i preporučeno.
That will help us
to će nam pomoći
attention.
Da naša pažnja bude usredsređenija. Držite slike božanstva ispred sebe. Možete također
card with the holy name.
Imati
and sometimes we can look at the holy name while we're chanting and also chant like that.
U pisanom obliku to nam pomažemo da nam pomože da se iznova usredsredimo. To je dobro.
The idea is to hear.
Ideja je čuti, cijela poanta je čuti. Na način na koji možete čuti.
Says, do
Prabhupada kaže,
do,
radite što god, morate raditi samo da čujete. Morate
so
čuti.
Walk around,
hodate
na
okolo, sjedite
position,
u
položaju
lotusa, gledajte na sliku,
look at the deities,
gledajte božanstva,
the are open,
ako su božanstva otvorena, mantrate ispred Tulsi Devi, gospodin Čajtanje mantrao džapu pored Tulsi. I
objašnjeno
da ako mantrate pored Tulsi,
you get more spiritual benefit
više duhovne dobrobiti od te džape.
That's Tulsi's mercy.
To je milost Tulsi Devi.
So that's all these little
sve su te male različite načine
keep our consciousness,
koji nam pomožu da održimo svoju svjesnost čistom.
Any more questions?
Još pitanja?
Yes.
Da? Da li je u redu mantrati u umu?
Manasa japa.
Manas.
It's called Manasa japa.
To zove Manasa japa.
It's mentioned in the scriptures.
Spomenuto je u spisima.
But it's not recommended.
Ali nije preporučeno.
Because that's a very high
jer to je vrlo visoki stupanj
of of realization. When the mind can just simply hear the holy name internally. It's usually very hard to concentrate on our neophyte
stage.
Therefore, Srila Prabhupada said, chant loudly. It's easier to concentrate. As the senses become more and more controlled, our japa becomes more and more internal.
And then,
as we internalize our japa, there's a point where you can even while you're doing your work, the holy name is going on in your mind. It's going on like that. Like that. But in our regular japa, it's better to chant
audibly.
And that was Prabhupada's recommendation too.
Mantrati zvučno, to je Prabhupadova preporuka.
And Prabhupada also said 16 rounds on beats
and
innumerable rounds
off
the beats. Which means that we should remember Krishna throughout the day by remembering his holy name. So we can chant not only our 16 rounds, we can chant while we're working, while we're driving, but these don't count. They're not like they're part of our prescribed rounds, they're just ways to remember
Krishna.
But our 16 rounds we have to do attentively,
these other rounds we can do as our
these could be done in order to keep our focus on Krishna. Because the scriptures say, always remember Krishna. The easiest way to remember Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
That's the easiest way to remember
Krishna.
There's another question? Yes. They say you lose the potency of your japa by chanting it outside. The potency is diminished.
Ne, moć je umanjena.
And also,
I također,
you should never show your beads to non-devotees
Svoje
never let non-devotees touch your
beads.
One of the biggest fears I have in traveling, I go through all these security checks and I have my bead bags with me.
Granice,
sometimes
ja znam,
I'm afraid,
ponekad se
so I hide my beads so
džapo,
they don't see I have
tako
a bead bag.
Da ne vide da imam vrećicu.
And when sometimes they do and they say put it in the thing, I always tell them, don't touch them, you know, like that, because if they touch your beads,
ako vam diraju,
it actually you lose potency. Like that. So non-devotees should not touch your beads, shouldn't even see
brojanicu,
your beads. Devotees can see your beads.
Bakte mogu.
But it's best to chant
ali najbolje mantra
inside the bead bag like
unutar vrećice.
Okay.
U redu?
Okay. You, question? You had another question?
Što je pravi smisao brojanja krugova? Ja čujem često ta pitanja.
Well, yeah, Lord Chaitanya used japa counter beads. And Prabhupada said we should count.
Taj counter Prabhupada je rekao trebamo brojati.
We want to chant by making a numerical vow.
Dali smo određeni zavjet.
Everyone who chants should have some numerical strength.
I svako ko mantra,
if you're initiated, 16 rounds.
Broja krugova.
If you're not initiated, you may accept lesser.
Ako niste inicirani,
everyone should
morate,
make a vow,
whether
it's
manje
one
broja
round,
krugova,
five
ali svako mora
rounds,
zavjet,
rounds,
jedan, dva, pet, deset krugova, šta god.
And chant that many every day.
I
numerical strength
broj, svaki dan,
helps us to make a commitment to Krishna
to nam
in the form
pomaže
of chanting.
Da se posvetimo
because
Krishne,
I know people
da
who chant, well, one day they chant 16 rounds, another day they chant 5 rounds, another day they chant no rounds, depending on how busy they
tome
are.
Koliko su zauzeti.
Not good.
To nije dobro.
The idea is to make a strength, keep that strength. Whether it's 1, 5, 8, or 10 every day, don't go below that. One can go above it, but never below it.
Nikad ne smemo sniziti broj kruga koji mantra. Možemo povisiti,
ali
ne smemo sniziti.
And that commits ourself to Krishna. We're saying, my dear
Krishna,
this time is for you.
Ovo vrijeme posvećujem tebi.
So counting, we can keep count like that. Even
Haridas
Thakur used to count.
Je brojao.
And he chanted 333,333 names every day,
on je toliko,
which is 192 rounds.
192 kruga svaki dan.
He would chant 100,000 rounds, 100,000 names,
stotinu tisuća imena,
silently, 100,000 names softly, and 100,000 names loudly.
Glasno.
So he would divide his 300,000 names into three categories
like that. Jer ponekad želimo samo završiti 16 yeah. krugova I onda radimo što nam
je volje.
Znaš priču?
Prabhupada?
Od Prabhupada?
Yeah. One time,
jednom
Prabhupada was sitting in his room.
Prabhupada je sjedio u sobi sa svojim slugom. Shruti Kirti.
Oh, I got a watch already. Thank you very much.
Već imam sad. Hvala puno.
Ah, okay. Sachinandana Maharaj is waiting in the room.
Čeka.
Last question.
Zadnje pitanje.
And Prabhupada was there chanting Prabhupada japa.
Je bio tamo, mantra je japa.
And Shruti Kirti, his personal servant, was
njegov
sitting with
sluga
him.
Je sjedio s njim.
So Prabhupada was counting.
Prabhupada
and then he got to the last bead.
I onda je došao
and
do zadnjeg
put the
zrnca,
last bead down
in
a very dramatic way.
Ona sa dramatskim nabojem.
16 rounds.
16 krugova.
Now I can do
sad
any damn thing I want.
Koju god prokletu stvar zaželim.
He said, Prabhupada said, they think like that.
Oni misle,
I finished my rounds, now I'm
tako
free to do whatever I want.
Sad završio krugove, sad sam slobodan da radim
well,
što mi je
bolje. That's over.
E, drago mi da sam
no,
to prebrodio.
Chanting ne. Is actually our life.
Mantranje je zapravo naš život.
And we should actually look forward to chanting
trebamo, trebamo
okay,
sa žudnjom pristupiti mantranje.
Simple
dakle, to
principles.
Je nekoliko jednostavnih principa
on the importance
koji se tiču važnosti
chanting.
Pjeva mantranja.
Okay,
dobro.
So that concludes
to da je,
the seminar.
Dakle, zaključak našeg
like
seminaru. Želio bih
really
zaista
more principles
još više objašnjavati
such a wide subject.
Jer to je tako široka
but
tema, ali
the mercy of the
milošću
devotees,
bhakta
we're able to speak a little
o stanju smo bili govoriti malo o važnosti
how to make steady advancement
kako postojano napredovati u svjesnosti Krišne.
So thank you very
hvala
much for allowing me to
što ste mi dozvolili da predstavim ovaj svoj mali seminar. Sve se dešava milošću Prabhupada. Hvala vam puno.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Ja.
Yeah.